Executive Director of South Sudanese Community Empowerment for Progress Organization, Edmond Yakani, who came to Washington from Juba to attend the summit, says he did so for two reasons.
One is to understand the position of U.S. government in relation with the government of South Sudan, which is government-to-government relationship. So that's one of my hopes. I want to understand and to get knowledge about that. The second one, I was coming to also continue engaging the leadership of U.S. administration to still maintain their position of standing with the people of South Sudan, which this refer mainly to the humanitarian assistance and some of community-based projects that are run by several U.S. initiatives, like the recent $45.3 million, which was declared by U.S. government to empower youth economically. And as you are aware, that our youth are engaged in intercommunal violence, which is deadly and inhumane.
During his participation in the Civil Society Forum and other sideline events between December 13th and 15th, Yakani says he received assurances from U.S. officials that the Biden administration would continue to support humanitarian operations in South Sudan as well as the country's civil society. But he says the U.S. is disappointed with the Kiir administration because of the ongoing violence in parts of the country and human rights violations.
The continuous shrinking civic and political space in the country where freedom of expression, assembly, association, opinion is not respected. The state is so harsh on that in terms of censoring the media and having unlawful restriction and arrest for activists and journalists and politicians in terms of political space. That's one particular point. Secondly, lack of political commitment to deliver the country from the violence to peace in terms of political transition. And that's why they saw it very clear that the extension of the roadmap or the extension of the pre-transition period, they don't stand for it.
Yakani says the U.S. feels public consultation was missing when the government decided to postpone elections by another 2 years. He says the fact that Kiir did not honor Biden's invitation to the summit was an opportunity missed, and he's urging South Sudanese leaders to improve bilateral relations with the United States. Texas-based South Sudanese opposition activist Tutriak Jikan speaks for a group of diaspora opposition activists who joined opposition activists from other African countries to stage a demonstration in Washington during the summit.
We want them to seize any support of all these dictators and confront them, because any aids that are given to them, they'll just use it to actually manipulate the situation, buy more weapons and actually suppress the people. The only help we want is for the West is actually stop supplying these leaders and stop giving them opportunity to come to places like this. And it's disappointing to even see them in American soil, knowing that the human rights violation they have committed.
President Kiir delegated his Foreign Affairs Minister, Maik Ayideng, to represent his administration at the summit. Jikan says downgrading South Sudan's government representation at the summit was an insult to both South Sudanese and Biden administration officials.
This is a slap in the face to the South Sudanese that are hoping for a better future. If Kiir decided that he is not going to come, then the Biden administration should have said, okay, no, if Kiir cannot come here, Mayikayi will not be welcome. So that was very disappointing.
Jikan says the fact that Mr. Kiir was invited in the first place is emblematic of the strong relationship the United States has with the people of South Sudan, despite what he calls the failings of its leaders.
Despite the leadership that is causing a lot of the disputes, the U.S. still have a heart for the people of South Sudan. And that was the reason to invite Kiir and give him a last chance. Hey, we love your people. Your people have suffered. And the U.S. have actually spent billions of dollars in ensuring that the citizens are in better living conditions.
The Kiir administration did not explain why the president did not attend the summit. South Sudan in Focus made several attempts to interview Foreign Affairs Minister Maik Ayideng while in Washington, D.C. without success. Sudan, Burkina Faso, Mali, and Guinea were not invited because the African Union has suspended them over unconstitutional changes in government. Eritrea was also excluded because the United States does not have diplomatic relations with the Horn of Africa nation. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.